Welcome back to The Feminist Agenda, a podcast that will explore what it means to be a professional feminist, how to bring feminism into your work, no matter what you do, and we'll talk about how to keep our agendas organized, because the revolution does need an agenda, and who better to figure that out than feminists with an intersectional lens. I'm your host, Veronica, and we are still in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic. I'm also recording during a citywide curfew in the aftermath of large protests against police brutality and George Floyd's death. The conversation I will share later on was recorded prior to these incidents. I want to reflect for a moment. I am a non-Black Latina, and during moments like this, I try to take time to examine how I may be participating in anti-Blackness. I also take the lead from Black-led organizations like Black Lives Matter and Black Youth Project 100. I've also donated to bond funds recently. There is a lot of introspection that happens during these moments as to how I live, work, organize in my community, and parent. I know during a pandemic, many are unable to join in protests, but in every revolution, there are many roles to play. If you are able to donate even $5 to a bond fund, please do so, because that money will help someone get home. Do what you can. Just do something. Don't ask Black folk to educate you, though. Use a search engine. Seek out your own education from social justice organizations, and talk to that friend who keeps inviting you to political events. It is June, and we should be starting to enjoy summer. Trying to figure out what the song of the summer is, deciding which street festival to attend, preparing for Pride. Alas, most, if not all, of those things are canceled as we work on addressing the pandemic. But we cannot be angry 24/7. We need moments of joy. And it is still summer in Chicago, and we will dance in our backyards or kitchens as we stress bake. So that brings me to my conversation I'm going to share with you today with singer-songwriter Summer Dennis. She hails from Washington, D.C. and is part of the soul funk project Summer Dennis and Rhymes. I chatted with her about their new album, Second Summer.
We are recording in, I don't know what day it is in this pandemic. I've been working from home for now. This is the start of my fourth week. But listening to your music has been really a blessing during this time. I love listening to really great music while I'm working. So having this land in my inbox was wonderful. Thinking ahead when we are allowed to gather in groups again, what one song from this album do you really think needs to be on everyone's playlist right now?
Well, you know, we were releasing Indelible right now, like the video that we just released that video because, you know, going into spring, it's supposed to be like we're gearing up for party time. Like, really, I'm just supposed to be somewhere like oiled up, wearing like, you know, a jumper with like really thin fabric, just like going to brunch. That's what I'm supposed to be doing. And that was supposed to be the sound of like late spring brunch time. So, you know, I would say if you're feeling like leaving the house and partying, you could listen to Indelible. Also Party, the song's literally called Party. So,
so this is a podcast about feminism. Do you consider yourself a feminist?
Definitely. I consider myself a feminist, more so a womanist, but definitely a feminist.
How do you bring that framework to your work, especially as a Black woman in the music industry?
Well, you know, I'm kind of in a place where I've been trying to get my music out for a long time. And this industry, but especially in DC, it's like very male aligned. So, you know, I would say the thing that's made things most difficult is I'm really not ashamed to be myself on stage. So like, I guess like the things that I bring to the stage, I haven't been very, I've never really like budged on that. Like I would say outfits, you know, you can't see, but I have like a chest. So it's like, everybody's always like, cover those breasts. And I'm like, no, like, if y'all are gonna see titties, like that's it. So I've always been like, this is what I'm going to wear. This is how I'm going to behave. And I do really try to just be myself and not change based upon their standards. And it has made things more difficult because, you know, they want you to behave a certain way. When I was younger, the whole thing with like, just like, I don't know why people want to like exchange like a bedroom experience. Like you can't break this down into like, you know, goods and services, like this one time we spend tonight together. So it's like, guys are always trying to sleep with me in exchange for music stuff. And I'm just like, no. Like, and so I've been very outspoken about these things going on. And I guess that's kind of like been like, those have been bumps in the road because I've been outspoken. But at the same time, it's also helped me to like really structure my projects the way I want to. Things have taken longer for me, but I've found that I'm able to be more in charge of what I'm doing because I didn't really conform in ways that I was expected to.
Going on, so how do you keep yourself organized? How do you keep yourself on task?
I don't, I would say, you know, my partner, Bill, he always makes lists every week. So everybody, I definitely have ADHD. I'm very open about my mental health. And I know, cause I've studied psychology, like everybody around me all the time, we all have some form of ADD cause it's like something sparkly goes by and it's just like, everything's done. So it's really hard to stay organized because nobody cares to stay organized. In fact, everybody wants to do the opposite of that, including me. So it's it's hard. Like I set a lot of timers. You guys were a calendar invite in my phone. I do have an assistant, but I mean, you know, stuff is like a little bit slower, so I don't really like need as much help right now. But yeah, it's tough, but I just try to tell myself to really prioritize doing these types of things. So nobody's organized.
I feel that the creative part of my brain is very much like, ooh, shiny. Let's do that. or when I'm meditating, I come up with really great ideas and I'm like, really, I need to finish these other 10 projects first.
Yes, but you can start those too. And now you'll have 20 unfinished things to play with all day.
Summer, thanks again for spending some time. Did you have tour plans? Did you have tour plans that are now on hold that we should be anticipating once we're allowed to go back out into the world?
You know, it's crazy. Just yesterday, we were talking about the next album because we were really about to drop a project for the summer. And, you know, we always title it something about summer, like the two albums. We did Faith and Proof, and then it was Second Summer. So we were going to do another summer titling and actually drop it in the summer as we intended. Which our releases before this, you know, we're still learning. Singing like gigs is a lot different from like releasing music, especially being indie. So it's like, we had to really like learn the order of things. So we were finally about to release a project at a good time with a good amount of publicity and everything for the summer. And we're gonna release some singles and some videos to YouTube. And we're gonna do some more different types of content, some like streaming. And then, you know, I wanna do some more, I do this thing called Summertime Happy Hour, where I just like talk and have a few drinks with a friend. And it's so funny because my partner was saying that was turning into like a feminist thing. And I was like, this is great.
This is great. All right. So I will be looking out for them. Our listeners will be looking out for your happy hours. Good luck. Stay safe. Stay healthy during this pandemic. And hopefully we'll see each other in person one day.
Yeah, that would be great.
Thank you.
Nice talking to you.
And that's it for the second episode of The Feminist Agenda. Before I leave you with a song from Summer, I want to note that I'm a part of a series called Feminism in the Age of COVID-19. I'll be talking about performing community organizing during the pandemic on June 26th. I hope you can join that conversation. I will share the information on registration in the show notes. I will also be sharing it on social media. Now let's roll out of here with a song from Summer. Maybe it'll be your song of the summer. Until next time, keep feminism on your agenda and wear your mask.